At the southern end of the museum reach sits the Lexington Avenue Bridge, and under that bridge is the first installation, that of British artist Martin Richman.
We're not going out live, are we?
We're not. I reached him in London's East End where he lives. His project was a series of colored dichroic plastic rectangles suspended under the bridge. They move in the breeze, and the lights that shine on them are reflected into the undulating water beneath the bridge. At night, it's just dazzling.
In a way, the whole thing becomes this kind of lively space of light and color.
The importance of the Museum Reach project isn't lost on Richman.
That river running through your city is a really important asset to the city.
Moving up to the McCullough and Brooklyn Avenue bridges, under both are installations by San Antonio artist Stuart Allen. His works are steel-framed, several-layered, different colored mesh.
The pieces were destined to be experienced by people in motion, either on foot or in a river barge.
So as you pass his pieces, they change colors coming from those different layers. His color selection had an interesting origin.
The palette was generated from photographs that were taken along the riverwalk by my daughter, who at the time was 4.
There are 2 additional installations on top of those bridges, but by another artist.
We loved it so much, we thought it was so beautiful.
Rolando Briseño used to bike there as a child, so he jumped at the chance to create art there. A big priority.
It was just so hot, we didn't need to get some shade.
So Briseño devised elevated stylized ripples to cast shadows for those walking on the Brooklyn Avenue Bridge.
When you move, it moves too. It has like these little ripple effects.
For those walking the McCullough Street Bridge, his overhead repeated hands seem to make waves across the river.
Can't really miss them when you go by there.
The next installation is beneath the 9th Street Bridge.
Under the Over is the title I gave him.
Mark Schlesinger so enjoyed his creative experience underneath that bridge that he got married there. The picture is at tpr.org. Schlesinger devised a concrete paint with light absorptive and reflective qualities with which he painted stripes on the underside of the bridge. And then there's the 4 fiber optic loaded benches.
The light gets reflected and refracted through the fiber optics that are integrated into the colored concrete.
Run your hands over them. The benches seem alive. Moving up the river, the next installation isn't one you see. It's one you hear.
My name is Bill Fontana.
The San Francisco artist created a soundscape underneath the Jones Street Bridge. I asked him to describe what people hear there.
They hear a changing mix of indigenous birds from the wetland habitats and some of the virgin forests adjacent to the San Antonio River.
Fontana mixed sounds he recorded on the river between San Antonio and the coast. Tomorrow on the Museum Reach.
The idea just sprang into my mind of a school of fish that seems to be swimming underneath the highway.
And the artist who superheated and pounded steel to form what looked like water plants.
I believe there was 23 panels on that bridge, and each one is a different plant.
And the Museum Reach series comes to a close.
We are seeing that the project has already paid for itself.
Tomorrow during Morning Edition on Texas Public Radio.